just say something to me about how have you been?
How have you been?
Have you been?
I've been as usual.
As usual. Did you hurt your back? Don't let it scare you. I understand you were born in New York, is that right?
Born in New York? Yeah, I can even remember it. That makes any difference. Cannon Street.
March the 25th?
March 27th. 1884.
And what were your parents' name?
Esther and David.
Esther and David Finkelstein.
Finkelstein, of course. Uh-huh. And they were born, my mother, both of them came here to this country and got married here.
Oh, they came separately?
Came separately, yeah.
From the same place?
No.
Oh, where'd your father come from?
Came from someplace in Russia, but I can't remember.
In Russia, and how about your mother?
In Posen, Germany.
In Germany, where?
Posen.
Posen, P-O-S-E-N. Mm-hmm. So they met here in the United States, in New York?
In New York.
How'd they come to meet, you know? What did your father do when he came here?
Well, it's a very strange thing.
This is not going to disturb you, a cigarette. No. Huh? Okay, go ahead.
My father was a tailor. Uh-huh. How he was a tailor in Russia, I don't know.
Everybody was a Schneider.
Well, but he was very able to, he could take your measurements, uh-huh, make the pattern, make uh-huh the suit, uh-huh, because at that time, 1884, there was no such thing as buying a suit to be made order.
Yeah.
He bought a suit, $10 suit, $15 suit, $27.
He was the foreman of the Hong Kong tailor.
Well,
he was a skilled man when he came here.
Yes, somehow, how it was, I don't know, I don't understand. I do remember that he told a story that when he came to New York with a brother, the brother went to Chicago. Uh-huh. When my father, for what reasons I can't remember, took on tailoring, there was no organized effort and terrific competition by the different people who took the job of making clothes.
Go ahead.
That it seemed, yeah, it seemed that it worked according to seasons.
Oh, yeah.
All seasons.
Yeah.
And either they pawned the candelabras and such other things that they bought for that purpose. Mm-hmm. Or they, in the winter time, or they took them out when the season opened up.
Yeah.
And it was a terrific competition between the contractors for clothes, uh-huh, that it made a very poor living for the mm-hmm workers.
What was his brother's name?
I don't remember. Uh-huh. Oh yes. There is a reason for telling you what that is, because
somewhere I read it was William. Was it William? No.
No.
Well, we'll come back to Mr. Finkelstein. How old was your father when he came here?
17.
17.
And to escape, both of them, he and his brother came here.
To escape the draft, yeah. What kind of a background did he have? An Orthodox background?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And could he...
And the reason how he became to be... having that name was...
What, Finkelstein?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. He, I don't remember it exactly. But he became...
What did Finkel mean, Finkelstein mean?
Nothing at all, because... is Kalman, K-A-L-M-A-N, uh-huh, and it was a full name, but the Jewish friends where my father settled in New York, uh-huh, they said, well, look, the Russians will find you here,
yeah,
and you might get deported. Uh-huh. So they asked, he says, well, what do I do? Uh-huh. Well, you change your name. He says, well, what, change the name? I don't know. So they sold him Finkelstein.
Finkelstein. What was it before? Do you know?
Well, it was Kalman.
K-A-L-M-A-N. K-A-L-M-A-N. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, of course, then he went right in for Finkelstein. Uh-huh. And a little story about how he got to Wilmington. When the union was formed in New York City,
yeah.
My father didn't want to be a strikebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
He had three children by that time.
Uh-huh.
And he finally found a way of moving to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And they had been in Philadelphia for several years.
Yeah.
They had a strike in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And again, the same thing happened. He didn't want to be a strike breaker.
Uh-huh.
So he saw an advertisement in the Wilmington paper that there was an opening at Mullins,
mm-hmm.
6th and Market at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So my father went down to see him, and he and Paul Mullen, the mm-hmm. father,
mm-hmm.
were somehow or other they were fell in love with each other,
yeah.
I guess, because he my father took charge of his clothing department.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't understand how where he got the skill. He could take your measurement, lay out the pattern, cut the goods up,
yep.
and make a suit. And so he worked for Mullins for a long time.
Yeah, let's go back. Your father met your mother, and what was her name?
Esther.
And what was her first and last name?
Bear, B-A-E-R.
B-A-E-R. In relation to the Bears here?
No.
Family, okay. And she came from Germany, Posen. Mm. What did she, how old was she when she came to this country?
5 years.
5 years, oh. So she wasn't a greenhorn like your father.
No, she was a baby.
Uh-huh.
She was brought by an uncle, I understand.
How was it, a Russian Jew marrying a German Jew? That wasn't too, that wasn't kind of for her.
That I don't know.
I see. And could your father speak? He couldn't speak English when he first came.
Not at first, no.
Uh-huh. But he
quickly learned. He quickly learned English.
Uh-huh.
And he learned he could read English.
Uh-huh.
And seemed to get along all right.
Somehow he learned the skill here or in Russia. We don't know.
Here,
you don't.
Because in Russia, they couldn't learn to get any skills mm-hmm. until Russia.
You know, this seems to be the route that they came down from New York to Philadelphia here to escape the inhibitions of unions. This seems to be either that or the unions restricted them too much. That seems to be the story, doesn't it?
That seems to be the story. Mm-hmm.
So he came here and he worked for Mullins. Where did he live when he first came here?
Well, most Jewish...
Say, how old were you? Where were you born? In New York?
New York.
How old were you when he came here? Okay.
I was born here.
You were born in New York? Or in Wilmington?
New York.
New York. And well, when he came to Wilmington...
27 Cannon Street, I remember that.
27 Cannon Street.
New York City.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Well...
With the cannons and the cannon here. But how old were you when he migrated to Wilmington? Or what year did he? Yeah.
What year? I remember distinctly that when he was employed by Mullins,
mm-hmm.
and he arranged to come back here to Wilmington,
uh-huh.
that I was 9 years old.
Nine.
9 years old, and was. Ordered by my father to watch our furniture and things, we came down on the Wilson line.
Oh my, from Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
You migrated, everything came down on the Wilson line.
Oh yes.
Pots and pans and furniture and everything.
Everything else, and my father gave me strict instructions that I should go along and make sure that he got here safely.
Well, now you were already going to school in New York, I gather. You came here when you were nine.
Not in New York, in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then you went to school here.
Yeah.
Where did you live when you first came to Wilmington?
There was a family by the name of Podolsky.
Podolsky, yeah.
On West Front Street.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I understand that a great many Jewish people also came to, when they came to Wilmington, they came in to Podolsky's.
Oh, yeah.
That was a usual thing.
That was the gathering place for the...
And we stayed there for quite some time.
In his house there?
Yes, part of his house.
Part of his house, uh-huh.
And we moved to Justice Street.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
A narrow street.
Yeah, I know it, yeah.
And,
that later became known as Bloodfield, you remember?
Oh, yes, yeah. You remind me something.
Yeah. So you lived in Justin Street there, mm-hmm.
In Justin Street, we also, we couldn't afford a full house,
uh-huh.
So we lived in part of a house,
uh-huh.
With people by the name of Friedman,
uh-huh.
And we were quite friendly for a while until Friedman, so we moved out, I don't know which first, uh-huh. I don't remember where we moved.
What school did you go to, number?
Six school.
No, number six was on Wallace Street. If you lived on West Front Street, you'd probably go to number three school, number four school. And one Washington, third in Washington.
Well, I remember it was 61 that I went to a school.
Six and Walnut, yeah.
And
number six school was at 4th and Walnut Street.
Well, maybe it was 4th.
Oh, but would you come across town for that? Podolsky lived on East Front or West Front?
West Front.
West Front, mm-hmm. Well, all right. You see, on the west side, you would go to either number three school or number four school, around 3rd or 4th and West Street, or Jefferson, or West Street, no. Okay, so you went to school, I mean.
Yeah.
And then would you go to high school?
I was a dropout when I was uh, 13 or 14 years old.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So that's all the schooling.
Was it a dropout because you had to, or you had to go to work?
Had to go to work.
And go ahead. And when did your father die?
I have the date here somewhere, but I can't.
How old were you? Approximately. Well, maybe you say you have it somewhere here. Okay. Did you go to Cheder?
Well, naturally, we used to go to Cheder on Shipley Street between 2nd and 3rd, and we had a rabbi come there.
I mean, the Chesed Shalemis wasn't there, no.
No, not that time.
What shul was it, you know?
It wasn't a shul.
Oh.
Just a...
Probably Mr. Rezitz was operating it.
Yes.
Rabbi Rezitz. When did you go to Cheder, after school?
Oh, sure.
How about on Saturday, where'd you go?
I don't remember.
Uh-huh. And what about your bar mitzvah and all that?
Oh, yes. We then moved on at Front and Market Streets.
Front Market, huh?
Yeah, on Front Street. And I can recall several things about that. One was that yes, my parents opened up a store of menswear next door to Wainer's,
uh-huh.
And Wainer's son Max.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, Israel Wainer,
uh-huh.
And my and what's his name, and became Bar Mitzvah there.
Who?
Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah.
There.
In the store.
In the store. Sure.
This one. Now, was this on Front Street or Market Street?
Front Street.
Front Street. That was west or east?
That was east.
East
front.
East front.
It was right near the corner, and I can recall also. That was the regular Jewish neighborhood.
That and 2nd Street, yeah.
Yes, and 2nd Street.
Now, I lived at 9 East Front Street.
I remember your mother.
Yes, and Mr. Lurge.
Mr. Lurge.
And then Shapiro lived near the corner, and Mr. Goodlevich, you remember him?
Oh, yes.
Shoemaker.
Yeah.
And across the street was Charlie Levy's father.
And it was Price, the daughter of Price lived across the way,
mm-hmm.
on the other on the other side of the street.
Had a candy store, I think.
Huh?
And Kyle had a liquor store down there too.
Yes, yeah.
On Front and King.
Yeah, we had Lesham was the
yeah.
the grocer.
Yeah.
And that was the.
Then there was a Mrs. Adolph Frank, you know.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I knew Frank, for also a curious thing, because. When I went to school, Tucker.
Tucker, yeah. No, oh, Mr. So Tucker, yeah.
Tucker.
Yeah.
Had one leg.
Yeah.
And he used to keep me in shoes so I could wear them for a certain length of time because he had a second-hand shop.
Yeah, he lived at 11, number 11 East Front Street,
so
I think.
He hung the shoes up on the racks, and people came there for a minute.